Hello, beautiful ladies, and welcome to this masterclass, the 5-step blueprint our 40 plus women use to tap into radiance, restore their energy, get into head-turning shape, and look and feel 10 years younger. My name is Karen McCoy, and I will be your host on this masterclass. So who is this for? This is for you if you're a 40 plus woman looking to master your body and life, to be strong, lean, healthy, and to age with vitality, wisdom, and confidence. You are a professional woman, a community leader, a mother, or a wife who has high standards for your life, and you are ready to make a shift. You don't want to waste any more time or money on diets, trainers, gurus, or therapy that hasn't yielded results, and you're ready to step outside mainstream and learn a fresh, powerful way to create your best body. You are ready to step into your joy. Who is this not for? This is not for you if you're looking for another lose 30 pounds in 30 days diet. You hate to exercise or to move your body. You're a do-it-yourselfer and you think you can fix this by yourself, or you're just looking for more information. You're not a believer in spiritual work. You're an intellect and you don't like that woo-woo stuff. You don't feel you need mentorship or expertise, and you're not interested in investing in it either. And you want to just think about it, although you've been thinking about it for years. Procrastination has perhaps become your excuse or your thinking habit. So my name's Karen McCoy. I am an exercise specialist, a former competitor, yoga teacher, nutritionist, writer, lecturer, and certified empowerment coach. I help 40 plus women get into their best physical shape by working with the aging process rather than against it, dropping the excess pounds wisely and sustainably for life, understanding how and why we self-sabotage and turn it around. And I teach a heart-centered, soul-centered way to create a strong, lean, healthy physique. This is all about strong body, strong mindset, and a powerful life. So does this sound like you? You value your health, but over time things have slipped. You want to live lean, healthy, shapely, and happy. You study nutrition, exercise, weight loss, and you've tried a lot of things, but you still can't make it work for you. You might even call yourself an info junkie. You think you just need more motivation or willpower, but you just can't seem to stay on track. You're good most of the day, but at the end of the day, it unravels. You munch or binge eat. You're tired of circling the drain, restarting every week. You just want results that last so you can get on with your life. Stress and life challenges keep knocking you off track. And when life happens, you abandon your healthy habits, but this is when you need to stay healthy and on track. How can you rethink this? What worked when you were younger doesn't seem to work anymore. Your body is changing, metabolism, hormones, weight, but you're not sure what to do. Your doctor tells you there's nothing wrong, but you still don't have any real hard answers as to what's really going on. The challenge is you're doing what everyone else is doing and what everyone else is failing at. You're focusing on cardio and you're cutting calories to lose the weight. This is absolutely the wrong approach, especially if you're over 40. You're doing Beachbody, CrossFit, circuits, or HIIT with no real results. You're back and forth with macros, calories, formulas, your Fitbit. You're trying different foodie things all the time. Keto, intermittent fasting, low carb, paleo, vegan. But nothing appeals to you and nothing is sustainable and enjoyable. You Google search, you watch YouTube and TikTok, hoping the answer is out there. But why things aren't working for you? You're not training or eating your vintage age, as we call it. You're older now. What worked back then simply won't work anymore. You're not getting to the root of things. You're a follower living in mainstream, doing what everyone else is doing. Your habits and rituals are not solidly in place, and you're not doing the foundational work, the inner mindset work. So what do you need to truly win at this body transformation game? I call it a body transformation blueprint, and it consists of 5 key points. Let's look at the first 3: food, movement, and mindset. So food, this is the worst weight loss strategy ever. Does this sound like you? You go on a diet to try to lose weight. You add in more cardio to try to boost that metabolism because that's what you've read, right? You portion your food, you cut calories, it all seems to be working for a while. Then the weight loss stalls out. Uh-oh, you've hit another weight loss plateau and you could sit there for weeks, months, or even longer. So you try harder, you train longer at the gym, you increase your cardio, maybe you weren't doing enough, you cut more calories, but the scale won't budge. And in fact, it looks like it's coming back on. Nothing seems to be working anymore. You start feeling really depressed and despondent. It's happened before and it's happening again. So what's really going on is that you've entered the diet triad of false fat loss. So there's three phases. The first phase is the immediate or the honeymoon phase. This is where fast weight loss happens, but it's mostly water and some muscle. But the scale tells you it's weight. You hit the plateau phase, which is the second phase. This is where there's a slowing down of results. Your body starts getting wise to your acts and it begins to put on the brakes. And then you hit the cumulative phase. This is where your body starts to rebel. It slows metabolism to compensate. The weight starts coming back on, even easier now. So 100 calories acts like 300 calories. So this is an all too common scenario for us 40 plus women. And sadly, with every diet attempt, things only get worse. Let's take a look at movement. So the 40 plus woman has a unique biochemistry, unique nervous system, hormone and metabolism changes that require a very different strategy. So you may have partaken in some of these things. There's the lovely burpees, ropes, there's pull-ups or CrossFit. This is the clean and jerk, clean and press with CrossFit. All of these are not reflective of creating shape and tone and tightness long term. They're also dangerous, very dangerous for women over 40. Our tendons and ligaments do not like these. Let's look at Beachbody. A lot of women love Beachbody. Isn't she lovely for 21? We're not 21 anymore, guys. HIIT is very popular, where you do a lot of stuff really, really fast, and you combine cardio with fast weight training. Again, you're not getting the results because the exercise stimulus is not doing what you want it to do. Boot camp. I love being outside. And boot camp is a lovely way of being in nature, but at the same time, you're not going to create that awesome shape and tone and a strong metabolism for life if we're doing the boot camp. And of course, cardio. There's so much focus on cardio. We always say major in weights, minor in cardio, because cardio is the worst fat loss routine, and it will take the muscle off your body, especially over the age of 40. So we must turn all of this around. The other thing we need to take note of is our sensitive nervous system over 40. So our nervous system runs the show. This is where it gets impacted by the food we eat, our exercise, what type of exercise, how much, weather, toxins, hydration, sleep, and medications. But the biggest hitter of the nervous system that we need to pay attention to is our emotions. Really, really important. Now let's look at the third strategy, which is mindset. So science shows us that 95% of our beliefs are unconscious. And that's what's running the show, ladies. So we need to update our operating system, which is our brain, in order to have real change happen and real results. So this is where a lot of exercise programs and food management programs do not or don't know how to include a shift in our psychology. So we need to manage our outer world so our bodies return to homeostasis, which is balance, which lowers cortisol and inflammation and allows our body to release the weight. So it's not about changing the external environment, what happens out there. It's the internal environment that we need to shift. So this is where I hear a lot of women say, well, I've done a lot of therapy and counseling over the years. I do yoga and I meditate every day. I've taken tons of self-development programs. Okay, so then why is your body and your health not where you want it to be? So this is a story of B. This showcases the repetitive nature of our unconscious thoughts and habits. So B would come to me every year. I ran something called the 10-Week Best Shape Challenge. And she would show up every year and start the challenge, which was a 12-week program. She would do really well. She would lose like between 20 and 30 pounds. And then there was the maintenance part of the program, which she stayed on for a while, and then slowly she would fall away. And before 3 or 4 months, she'd totally be off the program. The next challenge, the next year would come around, she'd show up again. and she had the same or more weight on her body, once again, she would embark into the challenge. She would lose the weight, do great, stay for a while, fall away. And this became her circulating habit of sorts, her try, fail, try again. This was her pattern of self-sabotage, and she did it 3 years in a row. So this is where we have to understand our unconscious belief system. What her belief system was saying, I need to go into a program to be told what to do, and then I will do well, and then I'll slowly fall away, and then everything will crash, and I got to come back to get back to it again and go into a program again. So she had programmed her mind into do great, fail, do great, fail, and nothing changed in her psychology. Here's another scenario, Dr. Sam. So she was a brilliant optometrist. She wanted to lose about 30 pounds. She had always dreamed of looking like those girls in the gym. So I worked with her for many months. And what I came to understand was that getting to that 150 pounds was always a place where she ricocheted back up. She would hit 150 pounds, and then all of a sudden she would go back up again. And this happened year after year. When we started working together, we started looking at self-limiting beliefs, past limitations, her stories. And what we found was there was a little voice inside from her mother that was still playing in Sam's psychology to say, who are you to think that you can be like one of those girls? And by the way, being athletic and lean and sexy is not what you need to be doing. It should be based on you having a high level of education, high status as a doctor. So she never did reach that area where she wanted to reach because she left the program without doing the psychology work because it was too painful for her and scary for her to decide to put her mother's words out of her head. And so there she stayed. Cordelia was another beautiful lady. She was 72 years old and she owned a string of very successful shops. She owned about four different businesses and she was a multimillionaire, but she could never get the weight off. And I remember her saying to me, why can't I be successful at weight loss? There's so much information out there. I know what to do. I'm successful in business, but I can't manage my weight. And this is where I had to teach her it's a very different blueprint. It's a very intimate blueprint, and it's a different learning system when we're working with the body. So out there in the real world, we can be rocking in our business, rocking in our finances, rocking in our status. But like Sam and Cordelia, the blueprint doesn't transfer over into the physiology work that needs to be done and the psychology that supports it. And that was where they needed to go into deeper learning. So this is where I'll hear women say, I'm super successful in my work, my career, my community. I'm educated. So why can't I get my body into shape and keep it there? Again, a very different blueprint, a very different strategy that usually we can't manage ourselves because we can't be objective with self. So the challenge is also, women look at something as having a strategy when there's actually no real strategy. What happens is a lot of women are trying to fit their health plan into their life instead of it being woven into the fabric. So it's not what we do, it's who we are. That's what I say, successful lifestyle athletes, as I call us, those of us that continue to exercise, manage our food, stay lean as we age. We look at things differently. So this is how the majority looks at it. Here's your life, the blue line, and here's all the stuff you're trying to fit in, your food plan, the time to do this, and the consistency of action in your training and your food and your meals. And what you're trying to do is fit it into your life when in fact it's supposed to be woven into. So again, it's not what we do, it's who we are. And this is where we learn to make this the fabric of who we are. And so we don't barter with our health. We don't barter with our training. We don't barter with our food. It just naturally happens, just like brushing our teeth, just like driving to work, and just like making our bed. So again, it's a different way of looking at things that needs to be set in your brain to refire those transmitters so you see things differently. So all of those things become integrated into the whole of your life. So they're automatic. They're running on remote control. So we need to have strategy and structure in our food. So this is where we have our four food factors: meals, timings, portions, and macros. And we do individualized food plans for every woman coming in to work with us. It is absolutely necessary to be able to create an individualized, customized plan to support your goals and your expectations, but also to see where you are at in your food, in your macros. And this gives us a picture of your metabolism so we know how to structure that. So it's really important that if you are following any kind of plan, don't let them just hand something out to you. They need to see and spend time looking at your food. And I always have my women show me pictures as well, because this tells me way more than if you write it out. So we also have to have strategy and structure in our movement. So this is where we have to look at what type of movement, what are your goals, how much time do you have, and where is your recovery ability? What is it going to look like when we create strategy and structure in an exercise program? So these are super important. And then, of course, we have to have strategy and structure in our mindset practices. That is the root of all change, guys. This is what I call the body transformation blueprint. So step one is actually mindset. I'll go into that in a minute and explain why we start there. Step two is customizing and getting a food plan that works for you and that is sustainable, built on meals, timings, macros, and portions. And the movement piece has to be super important. That's going to create a strong biochemistry, strong metabolism, and be able to give you the body that you want. So let's talk a little bit about the psychology, the mindset, the belief. So every woman coming into the program, the very first thing we do is we look at a beliefs detox. We call it getting the junk out. So there's some work they need to do to be able to look at what is going on, how have I been looking at life, and what is my mindset or my stories around this? Because it's like operating is sorry, it's like updating the operating system in your phone or your computer. It needs to be updated to support new software. It's the same with your psyche, with your psychology. If we're going to make changes in your food and your exercise, we need to make changes in your mindset around that so that you're not in resistance, you're in flow with it. So you cannot have a physical transformation without an emotional transformation as well. That is my mantra when I work with women in my programming. So I want to introduce you to Jen. Just a couple of success stories. I have so many to share, but I love these ladies and they're still in my life years later. Jen is down 70 pounds. This is 7 years ago, and she is still rocking it with ease and flow because she changed her mindset. She went so well into the mindset. She's an ideal client. I loved coaching her, and she is still in my world today. She's done so well that she is a mindset coach, works alongside me when I work with women in my mastery program. This is Kristen, and I love Kristen's story too. Kristen's actually a personal trainer, certified in that and in food. But like a lot of personal trainers and nutritionists, they themselves can be stuck. And she was stuck at not being able to lose the weight. She was doing low carb, she was doing keto, she was doing all the things. Again, she was at the mercy of mainstream, trying to create and get rid of the weight and create the shape and tone. Finally, through several months working together and actually upping her carbs, looking at her movement plan, we shaved off 30 pounds and 9% body fat. And she is still leaning down as we speak. She and Jen are beautiful clients that I had the pleasure of working with, and I still do to this day. I still coach them, and they're still in my world. And they are coachable, committed women, and they are rocking their bodies and their lives. So just imagine, ladies, creating a shapely, strong, lean, and healthy body that looks and feels amazing. We deserve that. Where food and weight are no longer distractions, and you're out of that loop, just circling the drain, repeat, repeat, repeat. Imagine having tons of energy to do the things that you love at 40, 50, 60 plus, being connected to your purpose, your spirit, and your life in fresh, profound ways. And becoming a mentor or a teacher to those around you, your children, your spouse, your office team that leads people toward their own vision of success. This is what I call living and leading by example. Imagine transforming stress and challenge rather than tolerating them, because we've learned a new skill set to manage strife in a healthy way, and we don't take it out through binging or through lack of motivation. This is about enjoying a body transformation that gets you results now and forever. No more startovers, no more wasted time or energy on trends, trainers, or nutritionists, no more Google searches, no more cardio, diets, or calorie cuts that leave you exhausted and frustrated and do not work for women over 40. And imagine building a vision for your life to live a deeply fulfilling, purposeful life and in a body that you can be proud of. So we need to have all five shifts working together with a strategy that works and that you can repeat at any moment. So this is where we just looked at food, movement, and mindset and how it needs to be different for us 40 plus women. Two other things I want to add in, accountability and support and mentoring. So accountability and support means, are you being accountable? And if you are, to whom? Or to what? It's really important that we have an outside source to be accountable to and we can bounce things off of, because we need the support and the continual, shall we say, managing things along the way and massaging and being able to learn the lessons as we go. Are you being supported, fully supported? There are so many programs and coaches and trainers out there where you check in once a week. When I work with somebody, they can check in as often as they choose to, because if that's what they need and that's how they operate, then I need to meet them where they're at and support them. And of course, the final is mentoring. So, so important. I've had so many great mentors in my life. I still have them in my world. I value mentoring and leadership extremely so. Do you have a mentor or a coach to teach, guide, and support you on the path? And is she someone you can relate to and someone who inspires you? So I'm always saying, find someone who is of your age, your gender, and is living the life you want to live and is actually using the tools and the skill set every single day that she teaches you, because that is the mentor we need in our world. So who do I work with? I work with women who are ready to put themselves first. They value expertise. They've been stuck in their weight loss body transformation goals for years, and they're wanting a proven no BS strategy that works. Women who want to own their life, living authentically, building in wisdom and self-love. Women who want to age differently, age beautifully from this day forward. And women who want a tried and true system that she can plug into at any time, if and when life happens. I have something called the 16-week Mastery Lifestyle Program for 40 plus women, been running it for about 7 years now. It is all about redefining aging. And of course, we have the strategy and the toolkit in place. We can chat about that. But what I'd love to do is offer you this. Where do we go from here? I've set aside time in the next 48 hours to speak to you to assess where you're at, where you want to go, and what you need to do. I'll take a look at your current plan, see what's working and what's not, learn what your goals and dreams are, and I will help create a solid strategy to get you unstuck and moving forward in your health and wellness goals. I do not charge for these calls, ladies. They are my complimentary calls. I call these my service calls for women everywhere, in order to support them in understanding where they're stuck and what kind of strategy they need. So why am I doing this? Because I love helping women reclaim their health and vitality and coach them into their best body and best self. And I've been doing this for, oh boy, 25 plus years. I also want women to embrace aging and recognize how beautiful and powerful they truly are. And please know this, I am you. I walk the walk as a 60 plus woman, business owner, lifestyle athlete, author, speaker, wife, and busy mother. I want to share this photo with you. Every time I see this photo, it makes me want to cry, actually. This is a cautionary tale. That's my mother in the middle, my sister Cheryl on the right, that's me on the left. This is a story of what to do and what not to do as we age. So my sister and I have always used the principles that I share with women in my coaching. It is strength training, proper food management, proper attention to macros, and proper management around our mindset. Those are the parameters of living a strong, healthy, lean life. My mother, unfortunately, has had none of that in her world. She was a chronic dieter. She never exercised, and she did not live with the food values that I've been living with and my sister has been living with for decades. My mother has lost 5.5 inches. She used to be the same height as us. Her bones are crumbling away. Actually, this was a photo from 2 years ago. My mother is now in a wheelchair and she cannot walk. She has terrible osteo. This has led to chronic pain, depression, anxiety, and it is a horrible reminder of what we need to do in order to manage our bodies moving forward from 40 years old onward. Over the age of 50, we're losing 35% of our metabolism, our muscle, and we're also losing bone unless we turn it around. And that is why I'm so adamant about teaching women about my five-step strategy, the blueprint strategy to support women into healthy aging in a lean, strong, metabolically active, healthy body and a healthy, happy life. That picture makes me very sad. So if you want to step outside the norm and learn a fresh approach to living in a strong, healthy, lean body and live a powerful life at 40, 50, 60 plus years of age, please click below on the link, warriorwomanfitness.com/apply. Spaces are very limited. This will connect you to a questionnaire where you complete the questionnaire, please. And it will take you to a booking page where you can book your call around your calendar, your needs, and we will get on a call and we will chat for 45 minutes. I will take a look at what's working for you, what's not working for you, and support you in a strategy moving forward. And please know we're also going to look at self-limiting beliefs and the unconscious pieces as well, because that is a big piece of where we need to work in order to get the freedom and the results that we want. This is me and my family. Yes, I have as many dogs as people in my world. My husband, Neil, my son, Tristan, and my three beautiful dogs, Finnegan, Daisy, and Lily. So again, there is my booking link. Please click on this. I would love to chat with you. If you want to know about the 16-week mastery program, I will share that with you as well. But my first duty is to be able to see and support you in moving towards creating a fresh strategy to support you in living and aging beautifully. We all deserve this, ladies. Thank you for your time today. Thank you for taking time to watch this masterclass, and I hope to chat with you soon. Ciao.